And now, please welcome Father Anthony Casamento with today's Saint of the Day.
St. Clement Mary Hofbauer. St. Clement is often considered the second founder of the Redemptorists. He was born in Moravia into a poor family, the ninth of 12 children. Although he wanted to be a priest, there was no money for him to do the studies, and so he became a baker. But God guided Clement's fortunes. He found work in the bakery of a monastery where he was allowed to attend classes in its Latin school. After the abbot died there, John tried the life of a hermit, but when Emperor Joseph II abolished hermitages, John again returned to Vienna and to baking. One day, after serving Mass at the Cathedral of St. Stephen, he called a carriage for two ladies waiting there in the rain. In their conversation, they learned that he could not pursue his priestly studies because he had no funds. They generously offered to support both him and his friend, Thaddeus, in their seminary studies. The two went to Rome, where they were drawn to the life of the Redemptorists and were ordained together in 1785. Following ordination, Clement was sent to Poland as a missionary to preach to the German-speaking Catholics who had been left priestless by the suppression of the Jesuits. Drawing candidates to the congregation, they were able to send missionaries to Poland, Germany, and Switzerland. After 20 years of difficult work, Clement, however, was imprisoned and expelled from Poland. Only after another arrest was he able to reach Vienna, where he was to live and work the final 12 years of his life. He quickly became the apostle of Vienna, hearing the confessions of the rich and poor, visiting the sick, acting as a counselor to the powerful. His crowning work was the establishment of a Catholic college in his beloved Vienna. Persecution followed him, and there were those in authority who were able for a while to stop him from preaching, but an attempt was made at the highest levels to have him banished. His holiness, however, and his fame protected him and the growth of the Redemptorists. Due to his efforts, the Congregation of Redemptorists, upon his death in 1820, had firmly been established in Eastern Europe. He was canonized in 1909. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to credio.org.au.